The spiritual path, in its essence, is trust. Most spiritual traditions think the body is the lower vehicle, they might call it, or the body is the place of sin, they might call it. They look down on the body. Isn't that true? You cannot trust the body if you hold judgment against it. And it will not behave in a healthy way if you hold judgment against it. Their bodies misbehave and get them into trouble because they look down on the body and cause it to be in a defensive state. Then all kinds of desires and passions and everything come up because there's an imbalance in the way we see ourselves in life. We're suffering from judgment. Do you see this? If we respect the body and follow the body's intelligence as if it had its own brilliance, as if it saw things that were necessary for us to have balance and wisdom in life, then we would have that balance and wisdom in life. It's not so complicated. It's not a matter of how intelligent you are in your analytical mind. It's not a matter of, do you have the right philosophy or not? It's not a matter of, are you seeing the right psychologist or not? It's not a matter of your theory of life. It's just, do you actually commune and respect the body? And then that will open up a window of communing and respecting the universe and the totality of being. So it's not complicated, but the mind makes it incredibly complicated. The normal thinking mind. It wants to control everything and understand everything. I'm not saying that that's wrong. It has its place too. In the TEM process, it has to take the experience of bodily awareness and somehow put it into words to convey it to people, right? So to help people find the place, the intelligence of the body. So it has its place. And that's also a sacred place. It's just that when it thinks it's everything, that's the problem. And the logical, analytical mind thinks it's the truth. That becomes a problem. By problem, I mean it just creates havoc in your life. Right. Most people don't realize that, so they don't even think of it as a problem. I'm not using problem as is in the traditional way that the word problem is used, as in a negative. I'm using it as an experience. You have an experience of some disharmony that then becomes an opportunity to explore. The way to explore is through the body's intelligence. So I'm looking at problem as an opportunity, not as a negative. I'm not judging it. Do you see it? Using the same word that everybody else uses, but with a very different underlying meaning. Almost like a scientist would think of a problem as an opportunity for research or exploration, right? What is gravity? That's the problem we want to solve, right? It's a kind of game. You can't solve it analytically. This particular type of problem is solved through trust. And a pretty profound paradigm shift. This is the basis of bodily awakening and rejuvenation. Right. When you were going through the course, bodily awakening and rejuvenation, did you realize this intelligence?
Not as strongly as today, Richard.
What's the difference?
As you're doing a course and you're practicing each lesson, you're not necessarily actually getting that lesson in that moment. It can happen much later.
Yes, maybe what happens is people take it as a course and finish. But actually, all of the training courses we have are really meant as trainings, much as my teacher and I would practice. He would teach me what's called kata. That's like a story, like a combative story. I mean, two people involved in this combative story, and there are many steps in it. It's like a dance almost. You go through it and you learn it, and people think it's done. But actually, once you learn it, the exploration of why the story is the way it is, what's the underlying spirit of the story, becomes the true exploration. Because the story isn't random. It's not just a bunch of steps put together because someone liked it that way. It's a whole language and a grammar. And behind that language and grammar is a spirit, so to speak, an essence. Today, maybe you tapped into the essence of it. You might consider revisiting bodily awakening and rejuvenation.